This morning we have an opportunity to think about one who found himself in a difficult spot, facing tyrannical forces that threatened the well-being of the world. A man whose opposition to those forces took him to places far, far away from his loved ones. Of course, you might think I'm talking about Walt Wegener Sr. and his call to serve his country overseas during times of both war and peace. But I'm not. I'm actually talking about the man, named simply John by some, or John of Patmos by others, who found himself in a tough spot because of his challenge to the Roman Empire way back in the first century. So what did John do in order to stand up to those forces? Perhaps the most radical thing any of us could do under such circumstance. He raised his eyes above the bleak reality of his day and saw a vision, not of what was, but what could be. So listen to these words from Revelation chapter 21, verse 10, picking back up with verse 22 and carrying on through the next chapter, and it's verse 5. And as you listen, think about how that vision John shared can help us do what people like John himself and Walt Wegener did, live into the world that God has for us. So hear now that reading. He took me in a spirit-inspired trance to a great high mountain, and he showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. I didn't see a temple in the city, because its temple is the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb. The city doesn't need the sun or the moon to shine on it, because God's glory is its light, and its lamp is the Lamb. The nations will walk by its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their glory into it. Its gates will never be shut by day, and there will be no night there. They will bring the glory and honor of the nations into it. Nothing unclean will ever enter it, nor anyone who does what is vile and deceitful, but only those who are registered in the Lamb's scroll of life. Then the angel showed me the river of life-giving water, shining like crystal, flowing from the throne of God and the Lamb through the middle of the city's main street. On each side of the river is the tree of life, which produces 12 crops of fruit, bearing its fruit each month. The tree's leaves are for the healing of the nations. There will no longer be any curse. The throne of God and the Lamb will be in it, and his servants will worship him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. Night will be no more. They won't need the light of a lamp or the light of the sun, for the Lord God will shine on them, and they will rule forever and always. Thus ends the sacred reading. Ah, what a beautiful blessing to see beyond the what is to the what could be. But you know, visions like that can be dangerous, for some might use those visions as a means of surrender, to simply mentally escape from life's difficulties rather than confront those challenges head on in order to bring about that taste of heaven, that taste of what John called the New Jerusalem. Thankfully, not everyone does that. Some folks use that vision to help change the world to reflect those high ideals. And today, as a community, we remember one of those people, Walt Wegener Sr., a person who used his vision of a peace and justice-filled world to stand up to forces around the globe who might thwart that vision. How did he do that? Well, here's where I'm going to need your help. This morning, I'm going to carve out a few minutes, 8 to be exact, and invite some of you to share your experiences of how Walt was a force not only for good, but a force for God. And I'm going to ask those of you who share to provide just one example or one short story of how Walt was that for you. And I'll show you what I mean by being the first to share. Walt taught me that those who serve the highest ideals of their country have some of the strongest and most tender hearts of all. For when I stopped by for a home visit with Walt last February, he knew he didn't have much longer. So he asked if we could talk about something that had been weighing in his heart. Those folks on the other side who had lost their lives through the military campaigns in which he'd served. He told me that he carried them in his prayers every day for the past 70-plus years. And in doing so, Walt reminded me that when he answered the call to serve, he didn't do it just to serve the narrow interests of one country. No, he answered the call to liberate those on all sides from the dark forces that threatened our world. Only a man with a huge heart could do that. Are there others here this morning that would like to share how Walt represented the fullness of God's vision for their lives? For those at home, I'll pause here while some share. And now, having heard those shares, I want to thank those of you who told your stories. And for those who didn't get an opportunity to share, I've created these memory sheets for you so that you can write down your memory of Walt. You can complete it either during the fellowship time after service, or if you need more time, you can take it home with you and then return that memory sheet to the Wegners after you've finished. Their mailing address is at the bottom. And so, friends, on this Memorial Day weekend, may we remember all the loved ones in our lives who, in their own way, showed us a vision of the world God has for us. And may we honor them in the most powerful way possible, by sharing that vision with the world and helping the New Jerusalem to descend in our midst. Amen.